Let's get today's headlines from Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. A bill to name the 1915 massacre of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide has been shelved for a little while. The bill's supporters in Congress conveyed their decision in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi this week. The bill had support from at least half of the House of Representatives a few months ago. But when Turkey started expressing outrage, Congress members started stepping away from the bill. Turkey insists that the deaths were part of a civil war and do not constitute genocide. The Bush administration also opposed the bill, saying it would destabilize America's relationship with Turkey, which is a key ally in the war in Iraq. Supporters say they'll wait to revive the bill sometime next year. Rebels in Darfur have launched a bold attack on Sudan's oil fields just days before peace talks are scheduled to begin. The rebels kidnapped two foreign workers and demanded that foreign oil companies leave the country. The rebel group said it attacked the Chinese-run Defra oil field Tuesday. A Chinese foreign ministry official confirmed the attack. Sudanese media say the kidnapped workers were a Canadian and an Iraqi. Darfur rebels, along with many international rights activists, accused China of indirectly funding the Sudanese government's war effort in Darfur by investing heavily in Sudan's oil industry. Peace talks between Darfur rebels and the government of Sudan are scheduled to begin Saturday in Libya. Burmese pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi met with military junta leaders yesterday. Aung San Suu Kyi has been on house arrest for the past 12 years. Her meeting with the government liaison comes a few weeks after a massive pro-democracy rally swept the country. Burma's top leader has said he will only engage in talks with Aung San Suu Kyi if she drops her support for international sanctions against Burma. And James Watson, the Nobel Prize-winning scientist who made racially charged comments about the intelligence of black people earlier this month, well, he's decided to retire. The 79-year-old Watson was quoted in the Sunday Times of London as saying he's pessimistic about Africa because, quote, all our social policies are based on the fact that their intelligence is the same as ours, whereas all the testing says not really, unquote. He later issued a retraction and an apology. He announced his retirement yesterday as the director of the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory on Long Island. And it wasn't such a runaway win like Game 1, but the Red Sox again beat out the Colorado Rockies in Game 2 of the World Series, this time with a score of 2-1. That puts pressure on the Rockies, who will try to turn things around in Game 3 tomorrow night when they're back home in Colorado. Here's Rockies manager Clint Hurdle.
That's not the way we drew it up, but you know what? We got to go out and play. We got some pitchers that got to make some pitches. We got to knock, see some pitches. And I feel real confident, you know. We'll get back out there and get after it tomorrow.
He doesn't sound so confident. The Sox are two games away from winning their second World Series championship in 4 years. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Robert Nelson, your turn.
Thank you very much.